Well, in the 1950s, when the issue of public school desegregation became such a hot issue, what was in the minds of your students at All Black Moore?
They were glad to see the change effected. In fact, I had prepared them for it.
In what ways?
Well, remember the NAACP only pursued integration in public schools 3 years. Up until 1951, they were willing to accept a separate but equal doctrine. In the late 1940s, though, I'd become convinced as long as things were separate, they would never be equal. The purpose of separation was to make them unequal. And of course, from 51 until 54, in the black newspapers, the Pittsburgh Courier and the Chicago Defender, papers that I regularly read, there would be quite a bit of information, and I would share it with my students. It was something that I did not even discuss outside of the non-black community. I never shall forget the on May 17, 1954, day that the Supreme Court handed down the decision, Brown versus the Board of Education. I happened to go to an office where I had a financial interest, and the secretary asked me what I thought about it. Well, I told her I hadn't heard about it, but I'd read about it, even in addition to the Waco paper. Then the next day she asked me, and I told her I had not read it. And by that time she'd come to the conclusion that I just didn't want to talk about it, and she never mentioned it. It was something that I was for the decision. It was no need of me discussing it. And I couldn't speed it up, and they couldn't prevent it. So people that I don't exactly agree with, I don't discuss things with.
Were you afraid that if you expressed your enthusiasm for the decision, there might be some impact on you?
Definitely.
Do you think that was an attitude that was true throughout the black community?
In many instances it was. And I base it on this. Older blacks, particularly educated old blacks, were more vocal. I never shall forget, you see, the state moved toward the uniform salary schedule for teachers in 1949. But in Waco, there was a suit that was planned by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And I never shall forget, a lovely lady told me and a friend of mine, and she was well in her 60s, incidentally, she lived until she was in her 90s. Is that I'm going to make things better for you boys. And she and another older teacher were willing to be sacrificed lambs to make things better.